Tom Tit Tot, An Essay on Savage Philosophy in Folktale by Edward Clodd. The Story of Tom Tit Tot. Well, once upon a time there were a woman, and she baked 5 pies, and when they came out of the oven, they was that overbaked the crust were too hard to eat. So she says to her darter, "Darter," says she, "put them there pies on the shelf, and leave them there a little, and they'll come again." She meant, you know, the crust would get soft. But the gal, she says to herself, "Well, if they'll come again, I'll eat 'em now." And she set to work and ate 'em all first and last. Well, come supper time, the woman, she says, "Go you and get one of them there pies. I dare say they've come again now." The gal, she went, and she looked, and there weren't nothing but the dishes. So back she come, and says she, "No, they ain't come again." "Not none of 'em," says the mother. "Not none of 'em," says she. "Well, come again or not come again," says the woman, "I'll hae one for supper." "But you can't, for they ain't come," says the girl. "But I can," says she. "Go you and bring the best of 'em." "Best or worse," says the girl, "I've ate 'em all, and you can't hae one till they's come again." Well, the woman, she were holy bait, and she took her spinning to the door to spin, and as she span, she sang, "My daughter ha' ate 5 5 pies today. My daughter ha' ate 5 5 pies today." The king, he were a coming down the street, and he heard her sing, but what she sang he couldn't hear. So he stopped and said, "What were that you was a singing of, woman?" The woman, she were ashamed to let him hear what her daughter had been a-doing, so she sang, "Stid to that, my daughter has spun 5 5 skeins today. My daughter has spun 5 5 skeins today." "Sores of mine," says the king, "I never heard tell of any one as could do that." Then he said, "Look you here, I want a wife, and I'll marry your daughter. But look you here," says he, "11 months out of the year she shall have all the victuals she likes to eat, and all the gowns she likes to get, and all the company she likes to have. But the last month of the year she'll hae to spin 5 skeins every day, and if she don't, I shall kill her." "All right," says the woman, for she thought what a grand marriage that was. "And as for them 5 skeins, when tea come to, there'd be plenty of ways of getting out of it, and likeliest he'd have forget about it." Well, so they were married. And for 11 months the gal had all the victuals she liked to eat, and all the gowns that she liked to get, and all the company she'd like to have. But when the time was getting over, she began to think about them there skeins, and to wonder if he had 'em in mind. But not one word did he say about 'em, and she wholly thought he'd forgot 'em. Howsever, the last day of the last month, he takes her to a room she'd never set eyes on afore. There weren't nothing in it but a spinning wheel and a stool, and says he, "Now, me dear, here you'll be shut in tomorrow with some victuals and some flax, and if you hain't spun 5 skeins by the night, your head'll go off." And awa he went about his business. Well, she were that frightened, she'd allus been such a gatless gal, that she didn't see much as how to spin, and what was she to do tomorrow with no one to come nigh her to help her. She sat down on a stool in the kitchen, and lork, how she did cry. Howsiver, all on a sudden she heard a sort of knock on a low down on the door. She upped and upped at it, and what should she see but a small little black thing with a long tail, that looked up at her right curious, and that said, "What are you a-crying for?" "What's that to you?" says she. "Never you mind," that said, "but tell me what you're a-crying for." "That don't do me no good if I do," says she. "You don't know that," that said, and twirled that's tail around. "Well," says she, "that don't do no harm, if that don't do no good." And she upped and told about the pies and the skeins and everything. "This is what I'll do," says the little black thing. "I'll come to your winder every morning and take the flax and bring it spun at night." "What's your pay?" says she. That looked out of the corners of that's eyes, and that said, "I'll give you 3 guesses every night to guess me name, and if you hain't guessed it afore the month's up, you shall be mine." Well, she thought, she'd sure to guess that's names afore the month was up. "All right," she'd see, "I agree." "All right," that says, and look how that twirls that tail. Well, the next day, her husband, he took her into the room, and there was the flax in the day's victuals. "Now there's the flax," says he, "and if that ain't spun up on this night, off goo your head." And then he went out and locked the door. He'd hardly goon when there was a knocking agin the winder. She upped and she opted it, and sure enough, was the little ood thing a-sittin' on the hedge. "Where's the flax?" says he. "Here t'y be," says she, and she called it to him. Well, come the evening, a knockin' come again to the winder. She upped it, and she oped it, and there were the little ood thing with 5 skeins of flax on his arm. "Here t'y be," says he, and he called it to her. "Now, what's me name?" says he. "What, is that Bill?" says she. "No, that ain't," says he, and he twirled his tail. "Is that Ned?" says she. "No, that ain't," says he, and he twirled his tail. "Well, is that Mark?" says she. "No, that ain't," says he, and he twirled his tail harder, and awa' he flew. Well, when her husband he come in, there was the 5 skeins ready for him. "I see I shan't have for to kill you tonight, me dear," says he. "You'll have your victuals and your flax in the morning," says he, and away he goes. Well, every day the flax and the victuals they was brought, and every day that there little black impet used for to come the mornings and evenings, and all the day that arter she set a trying for to think of names to say to it when to come at night. But she never hot on the right one, and as that got towards the end of the month, the impet that began for to look so maliceful and that twirled that tail faster and faster each time she gave a guess. At last, to came the last day but one, the impet that come at night along of the 5 skeins, and that said, "What, ain't you got me name yet? Is that Nicodemus?" says she. "No, tain't," that says. "Is that Sammy?" says she. "No, tain't," that says. "Oh, well, 'tis that Methusalem," says she. "No, tain't that norther," he says. Then that looks at her with that's eyes like cool a fire, and that says, "Woman, there's only tomorrow night, and then you'll be mine," and away she flew. Well, she felt that horrid. Howsomdiver, she heard the king a-coming along the passage. In he come, and when he sees the 5 skeins, he says he, "Well, me dear," says he, "I don't see but what you'll hae your skeins ready tomorrow night as well, and as I reckon I shan't ha' to kill you, I'll ha' supper in here tonight." So they brought supper and another stool for him, and down the 2 they sought. Well, he hadn't eat but a mouthful or so when he stops and begins to laugh. "What is it?" says she. "Why," says he, "I was out a-hunting today, and I got away to a place in the wood I'd never been afore, and there was an old chalk pit, and I heard a sort of a humming, kinder. So I got off in me hobby, and I went right quiet to the pit, and I looked down. Well, what should be there but the funniest little black thing you ever set eyes on? And what was that a-doing on but that had a little spinning wheel, and that were a-spinning wonderful fast, and a-twirling that's tail. And as that span that sang, 'Nimmy, nimmy, not, my name's Tom Tit Tot.' Well, when the darter heard this, she fared as if she could ha' jumped out of her skin for joy, but she didn't say a word. Next day, that dear little thing looked too maliceful when he came for the flax, and when night came, she heard that a-knockin' agin the winder panes. She oped the winder, and that come right in on the ledge. That were grinnin' from ar to ar, and, ooh, that's tail were a-twirlin' round so fast. 'What's me name?' that says, as that gaunder the skeins. 'Is that Solomon?' she says, pretendin' to be afeard. 'No, tain't,' that says, and that come fudder into the room. 'Well, is that Zebedee?' says she again. 'No, tain't,' says the impet, and then that laughed and twirled that tail till you couldn't hardly to see it. 'Take time, woman,' that says. 'Next guess, and you're mine,' and that stretched out that's black hands at her. Well, she backed a step or 2, and she looked at it, and then she laughed out, and says she, a pointin' of her finger at it, 'Nimmy, nimmy, not, your name's Tom Tit Tot.' Well, when that heard her, that struck awful, and away that flew into the dark, and she never saw it no more. The End. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.